Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the Bay Area. And Scott, good to hear from you again and hearing that Khalil Mack is an all-pro, not once, but twice for the first time ever. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was sort of thinking Associated Press just like pick a spot and give it to him. But when you see the positional breakdown, he had roughly 450 snaps at each spot. So really, he played both spots well, and I'm sure that they just looked at that and looked at the volume of work that he'd done at each position and thought, gosh, that guy's the best outside linebacker. He's the best defensive end. Let's give him two.
Yeah, I was thinking it's like telling somebody you have a gold glove at shortstop and left field and how that would help you at the arbitration hearings as well. But with this offseason, I was just saying, Scott, that the one thing the Raiders did win, in quotes, is they won a season without upheaval and dysfunction and huge, huge questions about front office, coaching, who's going to be quarterback. And I guess when you're trying to be stable, that's not a small thing to accomplish.
Yeah, that's actually incredibly difficult. But everything that I've heard leads me to believe that on the football side, that everything is going to be incredibly quiet, that the exact same coaching staff could come back. Of course, that's always contingent on if somebody comes into the market. But I do think it's going to be quiet, and that's something that Raiders fans aren't used to. It's been one or two and done over, what, the last 6 or 7 years? So I think that that is a good thing, that we're starting to see some stability and some production from the guys in charge. I just heard your caller, not a big Reggie McKenzie fan from what I was gathering. And I do think that Reggie is pretty good at other things besides the NFL draft. He's a pretty good salary cap guy. He's gotten this team in a position to always have the type of money that they have right now. Yeah, they're going to have to pay Carr and Mac and guys like that, but they're in good financial straits, and they can keep offering these contracts to free agents, and they have an ability to get rid of them. I think Reggie's done a very good job stabilizing this franchise, calming it down just a little bit, and trusting his valuations in the draft and in free agency, knowing which guys to pay and which guys not to, and which guys to pay in certain structures that if things don't work out, i.e. Curtis Lofton, you can cut those guys with no dead money.
Rick Tittle with Scott Baer of CSN. And, you know, people think they think I'm close to the Raiders and they want to know if they're going to move. And I don't know. And you're closer than I am. And I'm sure you don't know either. And all the wishful thinking I hear about people saying, no, they're going to stay because of this or that. The fact remains that the Raiders are the only team that has to share a stadium. And that's something that I'm sure a lot of NFL owners do have sympathy for. So I'll put you on the spot as well. Have you heard any rumors or inkling about what's going on with L.A., Scott?
Yeah, the latest wave of posturing over the last 36 hours or so has been negative against the Raiders, that certain owners don't want them up there and that they don't trust the Raiders brass to maximize revenues for the entire league in Los Angeles. Can they do this and can they do that? But let's be honest, we've seen each side take a turn. At first, it was Carson is basically inevitable. And then Stan Kroenke goes on the offensive and says, St. Louis is the worst town in America. And then now it's like everybody hates the Raiders, right? Well, I think when they get locked into a room, I think we'll know a lot better. I think it's very easy to say and quite possibly logical that the NFL owners want Stan Kroenke's cash in Los Angeles, and they want their buddy Dean Spanos to have a future home after what he terms 12 years of, unfruitful attempts in San Diego. So I think that those drives make sense, especially if you can put two of them together. Where that leaves the Raiders, we don't know. But if I'm sitting there in Houston Tuesday and Wednesday, like I will be, and they come out of a giant conference room and they say the Raiders are going, am I going to be surprised? No. If they say that they're staying here, am I going to be surprised? No. If I was in San Diego and the Chargers don't move, I'll be shocked. So I do think there's still some uncertainty. People keep asking me to put percentages on it. I think that's tough. But yeah, the Raiders have some good things going for them in that they're attached to that Carson project. And if that vote wins out to start the day, then this could be a short meeting and the Raiders could be gone. If it goes to a negotiated compromise, I think that's when the possibility that they'll stay in Oakland increases.
Very interesting. And I'm with you. I think it's a 50-50 thing at this point. And in the 13 years that they were in L.A., and their first year was my first year in college, and I just heard every year that they were coming back, and whether it was leverage to get Irwindale or Santa Anita or to get the 8 lanes of track out of the L.A. Coliseum or Hollywood Park, you know, we'd have all this wishful thinking. So I hope you are right what you initially said, Scott. Now, on the field, I was thinking about the coaching staff, and I know a lot of people were, you know, Musgrave was a genius 1 week, and then everyone wanted to fire him for the next two, and then he was a genius again. But I wouldn't mind seeing Derek Carr get a little more help as far as just slowing the game down for him. And I know that's kind of a cliche, but I think about Steph Curry, you know, how do you improve on the MVP? You think you couldn't, and he brings in Steve Nash, and whether I should give Nash credit or not, Curry is even better than he was last year. We also know that Kaepernick went to see Kurt Warner, and apparently Kurt Warner is poison. So, so do you think there's a guy out there like a Steve Young, or do you think the Raiders would be open to maybe getting a little help? Because their quarterback coach, we know, is not a big name. Do you think they could see Derek Carr working with somebody, a veteran?
Yeah, I could see Derek Carr working with David Carr quite a bit, just like he has been. I do know what you're saying in that getting a new voice in there. I think that it's not necessarily a new voice that Derek might need, but it might be some stability and just give him time to grow within a scheme. You're right. Everybody rips on Bill Musgrave, and that he didn't switch schemes between week 8 and week 15. Maybe some depth issues showed up. Maybe a lot of different things happened that led to those problems. In terms of slowing things down for Derek Carr, I think that is important. I think maybe even more important is the maturation process to know, yeah, buddy, you got the arm to throw it wherever you want to throw it. You just threw a touchdown to Michael Crabtree with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball right at the goal line. Awesome. That doesn't mean that once you wiggle out of coverage against Kansas City, you have to try to lob it over 3 6-foot-4 defenders and hope that somebody doesn't pick it off. He needs to listen to Kenny Rogers, know when to hold him and know when to fold him. That's what he needs to do, and I think that that'll come in time. So even if it's not a different voice, maybe it's just beating that into his head that, hey, just because you can make a throw doesn't mean that you should. I think that will come with maturity and experience. And for as much as people were ripping on, you know, Carr for all the late picks, and that's an issue, and Musgrave for not being able to run late, for maybe giving up on it in the second half, that's an issue. But it comes back to the stability factor. I think allowing these talents to grow within the system that they have is going to ultimately help them, as opposed to flipping things or making things more confusing.
Yeah, and you could continue on with that and say, know when to take a sack, know when to run.
Perfect. Exactly.
There we go. One more question for you, Scott. I haven't picked the Raiders to go to the playoffs in the last 13 years, and I am now. I looked at that schedule. It's really weak. You think about 2 years ago, just how daunting that schedule was. But the progress that they've made, the teams that they're going to get to play, I feel good being able to honestly say I think they'll be a playoff team next year. Is it playoffs or bust for Reggie he's only going into his fifth year? And we know the problems he had with not a lot of picks and salary cap hell. But going into his fifth year, if he doesn't have a winning season after 5 years, you think that's going to be it?
I mean, it would be fifth and final at that point, too, that they wouldn't owe him money, and they would kind of allow him to go through it. I think another impactful draft class changes things. But, yeah, I do think that it's time, after all the excuses about deconstruction and reconstruction and, you know, new coaches and this, that, and the other thing. I think it's time to start winning some football games. And I believe there could be some parallels, you know, to earlier in this franchise's history, where 7-9 is a steady improvement over last year, and it could be a bridge to something better. Assuming, of course, they have another strong offseason. That's why this is ultimately Reggie's test. So if they take those steps and make those strides, I would put a piece of paper and have them sign on the dotted line. And you're right. If they take a step backward or don't get the depth and talent that they need, aka middle backer, safety, about seven cornerbacks, then yeah, you could really take a look at Reggie and his job performance. This is a big year for him. I don't think he's scared about it. I think he's finally comfortable, confident in his system about how they structure contracts, how they draft players, and he's making this thing Green Bay West each and every year, and I don't think that's a bad thing. But yeah, this is a pivotal offseason for the general manager. It's had two good drafts, some good free agent pickups last year, and some suspect decisions along the way.
I think you're right about his demeanor. I mean, I think his house could be burning down, and he'd be like, yeah, we're all right. He's always so deadpan. We've been speaking with Scott Bear.
Somebody get me a fire hose.
Scott Bear, Raiders Insider with CSN. You see him all the time over there on Comcast Sportsnet. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at BearCSN, and that's B-A-I-R. Scott, thanks for your time on A Weekend, my man, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, Rick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.